Late Night with Jimmy Fallon kicks off tonight at 12:35 on NBC. Max Weinberg's not hanging around New York. Nope, new guy behind the drums. You probably know him from The Roots, though. Questlove, how's it going, man?
Hey, what's good? I'm all right. I'm good.
You sound very energetic, especially considering I know you're doing a lot of interviews today to promote this show.
I'm on my fourth Starbucks coffee.
You got me beat. I just grabbed my first before I came in. What are your feelings leading into tonight? Are you nervous? Are you excited? A little of both?
Probably the best way to execute such a mission is to be relaxed and be calm. So everyone around me is losing sleep like it's the first day of school or, you know, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much staying secluded and away from people just so that it just doesn't affect me. Of course, I'm certain that once I see Van Morrison or Robert De Niro walk in the hallways, then I'll start panicking. But tonight is about remembering all the music cues and, you know, really just assisting Jimmy, hoping that he has a great launch.
Comedy and being on TV, you're no stranger to that, of course. For those of you who don't remember, you might have seen Questlove before on Chappelle's Show. Are you going to be interacting with Fallon the way that Max did with Conan?
The whole entire group is. It's good that Jimmy is musician-friendly, being that he's a musician himself, and most of the people that he imitates in his regular comedy act are musicians. But him incorporating us is probably what will make this a more unique situation than most. And yeah, being on the Chappelle Show has definitely prepped us all for this moment.
The Roots aren't going away because of this. You guys just probably be limited more to Friday and the weekends?
This is probably the most exposure the Roots have ever had in their last 17 years. But yeah, as far as touring is concerned, normally, you know, we do about 40 to 45 weeks on the road.
Mm-hmm.
We've cut that down to about 10 to 15 weeks. So
wow.
We are touring like a normal band would tour, not as an abnormal band, as we are definitely that.
Right, and certainly with the rigors of the road, that's got to be somewhat of a relief to you.
Yeah, I mean, it's to the point now where there's probably no place in the world that I can't go in which I don't know its subway system well. that's a good test, you know.
Right on.
Put somebody in Japan and tell them to go travel the subway, they'd be shaking in their boots. They wouldn't leave without their entourage or a car service. I mean, when I get to Shibuya, I know exactly all the stops. You know, it's as if I were a resident. And I think that's just due to the fact that we visit pretty much each country 2 to 4 times every year. And when we're there, we're not there just for one night. We're there practically 4 to 5 nights. So, you know, it's time for something else. I enjoy the Alpha Towers. Everyone else does. But after you've seen it about 60 times, it's like, okay, well, what else is there?
That's the same with me. I'm originally from Niagara Falls. Everyone asks, oh, is it cool to live right by Niagara Falls? You know, once you've seen it after a few times.
Oh, no, exactly.
You know? So I understand where you're coming from. We're going to wrap things up. I was having some problems with my phone line. We want to keep Questlove on schedule here, of course. Again, you can catch Questlove. Yeah, he's going to be drumming tonight. Late Night with Jimmy Fallon, NBC at 12:35. Questlove, appreciate the shout-out to my website on Twitter. Thank you very much, sir, because I'm following you. I'm actually going to send you an @reply. My old roommate from Syracuse, Sam, thought of this great idea for Twitter interviews. I'm going to send you the tiny URL link right now. That's cool with you.
Beautiful. Send it to me.
All right. Sounds good, man. Hey, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.